He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast. Ireland's Classic Hits
Radio. Hey, it's Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Hey.
It was a very busy week on breakfast, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had drama, controversy and excitement. Lots of excitement.
That's what we were talking about. The things that we did as kids that you just wouldn't let your kids do now. Yvonne.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Just in answer to your things you'd let the kid not let the kids do.
Yes.
When we were kids, we used to tie those ropes around the lamppost.
Yes.
And there could be up to four or five kids spinning around out into the traffic. Cars would have to swerve outwards to get past us.
Yeah.
And wrap around the pole.
Jeez.
Literally, some tall person would come along and you'd get them to hold it up really high in order to spin you around the lamppost. Tying a duffel around your backside so that the ropes wouldn't hurt you. That would be it. Yeah, swinging around the pole. Definitely wouldn't let kids do that now these days. Loving the show this morning. Thanks.
Thank
Yvonne and Blanche.
Oh, it's sort of outdoor pole dancing when you think about it. So, Mary.
Morning, Colm and Lucy. Going down a hill on a bike with no brakes. Good fun.
What?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yes. Going down a hill, I can even see the hill. And you had to do it with no brakes. So you actually took, your mate would take the brake blocks off your bike.
Oh my God, please, I'm actually getting palpitations.
Yeah, so you had to try to skid or go straight into the river. It was one or the other. Ah, brilliant. Hello?
Morning, Lucy. Morning, Hazy. Oh my God, the things we used to do. I'm a mature woman born in the 60s.
Oh wow.
So, for example, no car seats, no helmets.
Yeah.
We drank fizzy drinks. Eat grass and mud. Played stickball with stones instead of a ball because we couldn't find one.
Yeah.
Rode on boats without a life jacket.
Yeah.
We're out till dark, endless and endless. But my favourite was the bath once a week just before Glenroe. Have a great day. Love the show. Bye now.
Yeah. That sorted out all your
woes.
A lot
of nits in those days.
Yeah. I just remember you'd always have a mate that'd eat maggots. And never, it was never a problem with them at all. Never a problem with them. I remember Danny would eat maggots. Danny used to eat maggots so much that people used to pay Danny to eat maggots. So you'd get one, he'd give him one penny and he'd eat a maggot.
Okay, well Danny obviously had surgery on his esophagus. Is Danny still with us?
Danny became a celebrity chef.
You're joking.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Oh, he's opened a restaurant, he's got a restaurant now.
You're lying. I can tell by your face.
No, okay, he didn't become a celebrity chef.
Did your friend eat maggots?
So yes, there was always somebody that would eat maggots for money. This is the part of the show called Let This Be a Warning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good, yeah. Let's introduce it.
Yeah,
before we know it, there'll be a jingle and it'll be on the running order.
Yeah, let this be your warning. No warning.
No.
In our days when we were growing up, there was no best before dates on food. There was never a best before date. Like, if you set your own...
That's a ridiculous thing to say. You can't just say that.
There wasn't. In the 80s, there was no best before date. Your mother would go, I'll give you a best before.
That's stupid.
That was the best before date was, I'll give you a best before.
I don't
eat that. You know what I mean? Bacon is meant to be green. Okay, let's go in with Fiona here now.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's Fiona from Cork.
Hi, Fiona.
Well, my memory of something that certainly wouldn't happen these days is when my uncle would collect me from school in his rally car. So I used to be about the age of six. He'd collect me. Firstly, I'd be standing at the gate and you'd hear him coming from miles away because the engine would be blaring down the roads. And he'd pull up outside. I'd hop into the car and, of course, there was no back seat, but there was a roll bar. So I would stand in the back and hold on to the roll bar and kind of pole dance my way home from school in the back of his rally car at the age of six.
Brilliant.
Certainly wouldn't happen now. But great memories.
No.
Love the show, guys.
Fantastic. Isn't that brilliant? Because now Uncle would arrive in an electric car. You'd have to sit in the back. And that's brilliant. I love that. Tommy's house sounds a bit crazy. Tommy?
Good morning, Colm and Lucy.
Go,
morning.
Tom.
When my brothers and myself were younger, we used to play Russian roulette with the dartboard. We'd hold our hands, fingers spread on the dartboard, and we'd all have a go throwing darts at each other.
No!
We still have the scars to prove it.
No.
Love the show.
Love the show. Thank you.
No, this has got to stop.
Well, this is why we're calling this section You Have Been Warned.
Or it should be This Has Got to Stop.
Okay, I like that. This has got to stop. Robert.
So I'm not sure if this is bordering on illegal or not, but it's definitely dangerous.
Oh, wow.
But when we were kids, on snow days, we used to have one of the kids walk out in front of the car. Really take their time and slow down and stop that car. And while they were doing that and pretending to play on their sleigh, The rest of us run out behind the car, lie down on the ground underneath it, hang onto the back bumper. And when the other kids stood up and walked away and the car pulled away, we'd all get dragged along behind the car. And we used to see how long and how far we could go and who could be dragged the furthest. So, yeah, definitely dangerous. And if I thought of my kids doing it now, it'd absolutely kill them.
This has got to stop. This has got to stop. Like, that's just ridiculous, okay?
I can't even let that in. I'm pretending it's not happening. No, don't let it
in.
It scares me.
Don't let it in. So, yeah, welcome to the news section. This has got to stop.
This has got to stop.
Yeah.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let me explain to you guys what's happening. I went to a fortune teller at the weekend. Great guy, actually. You'll have to watch Lucy Investigates to find out more. His name is Brian Parr. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he said to me, he was giving me a reading, and he said, do you get headaches? Which I do. And Hazy, you know I do. And it's really annoying because I haven't had any booze or anything for the last 2 weeks. And I was kind of putting it down to that. Maybe it's like white wine headache. But I'm actually, anyway, I get a headache. To cut a long story short, and I'm trying to lay off the paracetamol. The other day he said, you should sage your house to get rid of any negative energies. Do you get a lot of headaches? And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, sage your house. So I bought the sage. Well, I've ordered sage. It hasn't arrived yet.
Okay.
I ordered online, a health food shop, and I'm going to sage my house. I'm so excited. So we're asking people, have you saged your house? What do you do? What is the process? The idea behind it is cleanse any negative. Now, there's no negative energy, I don't think, in my house. But if somebody said to try something, to help with something, I'm going to try it.
So when you say you've ordered from a health food shop, is this... Can you use this sage?
Like Holland and Barrett, these...
Can you use it in a stock as well? Like, it's not just for burning, is it?
No, this is sage
is
to
it
burn.
Just for burning?
It's a specific white sage that's bound and dried. It looks like a big bunch of leaves.
Yeah,
I showed you the photo.
Yeah.
And it's specifically to burn. Like, you wouldn't stick it beside a roast chicken.
Nice smell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice smell.
Yeah.
Donna Marie is saging tonight.
Good morning, Lucy. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning.
I regularly sage my house, and I've just moved into a newly built house, and I plan on, ironically, saging my house tonight too.
Okay.
It just really helps clear the mind, and it gives you this effect that you're clearing out your house, and, you know, you're replenishing any negative energies that are there. Sorry, getting rid of any negative energies there, and replenishing your own energy. And listen, even if it is a placebo effect, do you know what? It puts it in a good mind frame and helps you realise that you're doing something good for your home.
Yeah.
So listen, best of luck.
Thanks.
Enjoy it, and I hope
it
works.
Yeah, thanks so much. And do you know what? I initially went to say, Burnings, it's only when I looked it up, loads of people I know have done it. So why not? You know?
Could you have a sage party?
You should try it.
Get a few people
calm
around.
Calm your busy mind.
If you have a few glasses of wine, have a nail sage. It's like a nice candle. I was burning a candle last night. I actually felt very relaxed.
Introduce some sage. I'll let you know how I feel after. And you know me, guys. I'll tell you exactly the truth.
Quick bit of a warning. From Rita, let's listen.
Morning, Colm and Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Morning.
In relation to the sage, my daughter burns it in her room.
Okay.
She finds it very soothing.
All right.
But all I can say, it's the closest thing to smelling like Tomcat's pee. So good luck with that one, Lucy. Bye.
Oh, okay. No, it smells of wee. I thought it smelled of roast chicken.
Well, sage does smell nice.
Okay, we asked, popular on TV in the 80s, who or what was Kit? The answer was the talking car from Knight Rider.
Yes.
I remember it, do you?
Oh, God, yeah. Saturday evening, 6:30, I think.
Fergal Kavanagh, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Fergal.
Thank you. We believe you have your daughter in the car with you.
We do, I do, yeah, that's right.
You know how I
just
feel.
Just dropping her off to get looked after.
Go on, hi, love, what's her name?
Her name is Rosie.
Rosie, what age is Rosie?
Rosie's two.
Rosie!
Two-year-old
that's
Rosie.
The name Rosie, yeah. Adorable.
Great name.
So is she going off to crush? Is she to a relative?
Yeah, she's going down to her nana's house to get looked after. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
That's so good.
How lucky are you to have Nana?
Yeah.
Extremely lucky.
Oh,
extremely
my God.
Lucky.
And Nana sounds like she's close by as well, yeah?
Close by, but in morning traffic, it doesn't feel so close now.
But she's not three counties away. She's not three counties away. Yes, she hasn't.
No.
Yeah, okay,
no.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And does Rosie go there every day?
She goes there 4 days a week,
Ah, that's pretty cool. Well
Nana
done.
Of the year.
Yes.
Nah, right, let's win you a few quid. You might be able to slip her a few quid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll invite you
That'd
for
be
a
great.
Choice.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, let's spin the wheel.
There it goes. The spin of the wheel will lend an amount of money. That money you should be playing for. The higher the amount, the harder they get. The lower the amount, the easier they are. And you, sir, are playing for, okay, a handy 600 euros, as we like to say. So one would imagine that these questions should be easy enough.
Mm, but that doesn't mean...
Well, count me chickens now.
Yeah, no. Don't be
and
counting
that doesn't
any
mean
chickens.
You should feel any pressure, because it's very different answering the questions in your head. But live on the radio with 49 seconds on the clock is a different story. So do your best. You have 49 seconds. I'll ask you 7 questions and we have to take your first answer. Okay?
Okay, all right.
Rosie, you have to help Daddy.
Okay, are we ready to go?
If only.
Yeah.
We go. The clock starts now.
Which TV show did David Hasselhoff star in first, Baywatch or Knight Rider?
Knight Rider.
The stars of Baywatch all wore which colour swimsuits and shorts?
Red.
Red and Andy Dufresne are both characters from which prison movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
What was the name of the prison in The Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, God. No, you have me there.
Taylor Swift's latest boyfriend, Travis, is famous for playing which sport?
American football.
In American football, what is their version of a rugby try called?
Touchdown.
Gary Lineker has been the face of which crisps for many years?
Walkers.
Oh no, man, six.
I think that was a trick question.
You are going to kick yourself. What is the name of the prison in The Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank.
I never knew the prison was called Shawshank. Hey, Rosie, you should be very proud of your daddy. 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Look, you have no choice but to do this again because I think you'll win.
Yeah. I'll have to try again.
Yes,
all right, guys. Thank you, Millie.
All right,
you're
listen,
welcome.
Off you go.
All right.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Have a great day. Bye. Oh, I think that was actually quite mean.
How was that mean?
I don't know.
The answer was in the question. What's the name of the prison in The Shawshank Redemption? You always feel for the old 6 out of 7.
I wanted to give Nana some cash.
I know. In fairness, Nana deserves all of that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she has all of our love.
Yeah. Good morning, Nana Kavanagh.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We're talking about job interviews and things that went wrong and right. And listen, I don't mean to say kids as in demeaning, but younger people who are listening, we're giving you some great advice, like, hey, don't break wind during an interview.
Yes, we are. We're trying to help you guys.
Yeah. It's a little bit of life's advice. Mm-hmm. So let's bring Ray in. Ray, what happened?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I remember an interview nightmare I had when I qualified as a pool lifeguard.
Yeah.
And I put my CV into the local swimming pool in the area I lived in. Mm. And about a day or two later, I got a phone call from the deputy manager. Went in for an interview. Well, it wasn't really an interview. He just wanted to see me safety certs.
Yeah.
Showed him a safety certs. He goes, yeah, Grant, you're hired. So there wasn't an interview.
Mm.
About 4 days into the job, it was about 7 o'clock in the evening. I was just having a quick cup of tea and a quick lunch, you know, the hot water pasta things. And I'm sitting there, like, and in walks the actual manager. And the deputy manager, and then another person I hadn't met before.
Oh.
And they sat in front of me while I'm having my lunch, or while I'm having the little pot noodle. And she introduced herself, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, listen, you didn't do an actual official interview for the job, even though I was working there a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, so we'll do it now real quick while you're having a break.
No.
She goes, but continue eating. So while I was answering questions about myself and, you know, how I could develop new things within the pool and the gym system, I was eating a pot noodle while the three of them were sitting in there, sitting in front of me across the desk.
No,
I'm in my shorts and my t-shirt.
No.
Probably still wet from being in the pool not too long ago. That was probably the more awkward interviews I'd ever done.
Jeez, man.
Moly. Interviewed sitting there in wet clothes.
Eating
a pot noodle.
Okay.
If anybody can top that, I'd actually be shocked.
Emma has one. Emma, what have you got?
Morning, Colm and Lucy.
Good morning.
It's Emma here in Galway.
Good morning.
I once did an interview over Zoom where the interviewer was a woman wearing a strapless top.
Yeah.
And she had positioned the camera in such a way that I couldn't see the top until she moved, but so it basically it just looked like she wasn't wearing anything
for
the whole interview, and it was a bit weird.
Very
and awkward. Anyway, that's all. Bye.
Yvonne went for a job interview for Apple. What could go wrong? Huh?
Good morning, Colin and Lucy. So I went for a job or for an interview in Apple, and I was delighted to get called back for the second interview. So as I was chatting, they were just asking me, right, who's the CEO of Apple? And I confidently said, oh, Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And they were like, serious? And I said, yeah. And they were like, no, the current CEO. And I was like, yeah, Steve Jobs. They were like, he died 6 years ago.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh. And then I proceeded to say, I'm so sorry for your loss. As if they knew him personally. Yeah, it was quite embarrassing.
So sorry for your life.
Sorry, I would not know that. What a strange question to ask somebody
but
who owns the company. I don't know who owns here.
But yeah, you do. So this list, Lucy,
is what do you bring on your holiday? So Colm Hayes started basically slagging me off, teasing me because of the following list I bring. I'll go through mine very, very quickly because I know we need to move on to other people.
Yes, we do.
So I like to bring, because generally we go to like self-catering kind of scenario with kind of say a hotel beside it, whatever. Dishwasher tablets. Jeez. I might bring 4 for 2 weeks. Now, if you're going to comment after everyone, Hazel, I'm going to have to come over there and smack your bottle.
Okay, I'll stay. I'll keep washing, my comments for the end.
Washing pods, you know, so I like to use a laundrette on site if there is one. Mm. I do love laundry on holidays. Red Barry's tea bags. I don't care. It's my favourite and I like them. And I like a cup of tea. So I might bring for 2 weeks, 8. 8 bags. Black pepper, I'll bring the whole grinder, everything. Notice. It is small enough, but it's still in the suitcase. And finally, and everybody needs one, a tea towel. Right, you do your list and then we'll do everything else. No, easy, stop. You sound like you're a whimpering rat.
Sick, but it's because I've been working with you too long. Anyway, let's go to the people.
Your list was ridiculous. Batteries and anyway.
Well, Amazon Fire Stick, Swiss Army Knife, set of batteries, multi-gang plank, and also a lighter with the Irish flag on it. Simple. I don't even have to explain.
Ridiculous.
Everybody's nodding their head.
Nobody's room. Nodding. People are thinking, God.
Kev, get in here.
Good morning, Colm and Lucy.
Good morning, Kev.
Five things I bring on the holiday. Here we go now. Number one, the GA jersey.
Yay.
Number two, sun cream.
Yeah.
Number three, potatoes.
Yeah.
Number four, Lion's tea.
Yeah.
And number five, the wife.
Yay. Okay. No, Kev. That is ridiculous. You bring Tato crisps.
So you're bringing Barry's tea.
He's bringing Lions.
You're bringing black pepper.
He's Tato crisps.
Yeah, why not? You can't get them.
Oh, for God's sake.
España.
Yeah, but if you're going away for a week, would you really bring your own crisps?
You bring your own tea bag and black pepper and things.
I think Kev's is worse. Next.
Morning, Lucy and Colm. It's Sheila here.
Good morning, Sheila.
I bring a few things on holidays, right? I bring, first of all, toilet roll.
No, see, that's just.
I agree with her.
Tea bags.
Yeah, there you go.
And milk.
Milk?
Yeah, oh, no.
Because I can't cope with this stuff over there in any of the.
No, Sheila, no, please,
I just
can't.
Yeah, and especially the toilet roll.
No.
Don't laugh because it's you can see through it.
Yeah.
So I bring the, you know, the wet wipes packets then. And can't go without them.
Yeah.
Sheila, bye.
Yeah.
Sheila, no, I can't condone this behaviour.
No, I will agree.
Milk?
Milk, yeah.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How does she bring milk?
In her bag, in her suitcase.
So does she? Do you freeze it, Sheila? And yeah. Then
no, get it frozen and then wrap it in tinfoil and then put it in the suitcase and it'll be fine for the week.
That is insane.
I think Anne has done that once or twice because she doesn't like that long life milk.
Milk?
Yes.
You could get fresh milk in different countries, guys. Come on.
Yeah, but it's from foreign cows. Think about it, Lucy.
Morning, Colour Lucy. We were in Florida there for the New Year and we brought with us multi-pack of crisps, chocolates. We bought our own curry sauce because the little fella won't eat any of his food without the curry sauce. We bought little packs of butters, crackers. We bought the little packs of pancakes with the chocolates in. The food in Florida is horrible.
Yeah.
It's either too salty or too sweet.
Yes.
Only short of bringing bread and milk as well.
Why not?
Now, in fairness to you now, I agree. The food in Florida, it's not great.
Well, it's all...
You start feeling a bit sick after a while.
Yeah, it's too greasy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got loads more. I do like the toilet roll as well.
Yeah, can you beat toilet roll, frozen milk, and Tayshaw crisps, and washing pods? Why can't any person who does laundry on holidays? That's the question.
Oh, how exciting, Lucy.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from. From Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic.